You are listening to the podcast of Lancaster Covenant Church. We seek to worship God, tell others about Jesus Christ, nurture new believers, and grow together in the knowledge and love of our Savior.
For Ellen.
Oh, that's mine.
You say you won't go to you Sunday.
Right now?
Yeah.
It's on. Okay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Youth Sunday.
We'll be singing songs, performing skits. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
please turn around and greet one another.
I can do the birthdays.
You do the birthdays.
I can do that.
Good morning. Today was the last day of Sunday school for the year. It's also Youth Sunday, so thank you everyone for coming. Baccalaureate will follow the worship service with a noon meal for the graduating class and their families, followed by a service at 1 in the sanctuary.
Some birthdays for this week is Monday, it's Jerry Gilley. Tuesday, it's Julie Nordine and Sarah Fakin. Thursday, it's Eli Goldman. Friday's Matt Przekwis, and Saturday is Gracie Whitlock.
For the AAP art class, a 55 Alive defensive driving class will be held at the Lancaster Community Center on Thursday, June 22nd from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Blue Water Women's Retreat will be June 10th through the 12th. If you have any questions, you can contact Faye.
VBS will be held August 16th through 19th at the Galilee Camp in Lake Bronson. Registration seats can be found in the foyer.
And if you want to volunteer for that, you can contact Heather Hansen or Julie Nordine.
Thank you.
Our first verse of scripture today is Hebrews 4:13. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
And then the second is 1 John 3:1-2. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we are has not yet been made known, but we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Are there any prayer requests? Megan? Mrs. Nordine?
All of those traveling
for graduation. Tom?
Yes, first of all, we all should bow down before the dear Lord above, who loves the whole world, always has, always will. And then we should thank everybody here today for the love they have shown to everybody you meet. And that's the best way. Everybody. And then prayer for the whole world and the people that are going through fear of hell, and my wife too, her health issues. And thank you very much. Amen.
Jody?
I
Curtis?
Yes. Excuse me. Prayer for my surgery on my left ear on Tuesday. That would go well.
Mom? Anything else? Joni?
Gary Burton, still down in the hospital in Fargo. His surgery went good, but his kidneys need to perk up.
Damn it, his family. Sandy? Megan?
I just also want to give praise. There's so many wonderful faces here that I haven't seen, and I just am so happy.
Mrs. Nardine? Anyone else? Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you that we're able to come here and worship you. And we pray that you will bless all the youth skits, that they will just talk to everyone and show them that you're there. We pray for Lauren Johnson, that you'll heal her and be with her and her family and whatever's going on there. And we pray for the 2-year-old Eli, who's on life support in Mayo. Pray that you'll give him strength and his family strength to beat whatever he has, and he'll just come back stronger than he ever has. We pray for Mark and Matt's cousin Cody and his family, that you'll just be with him as he passed away, and you'll just give him strength and know that you're with them through everything. We pray that for everyone traveling, that you'll keep them safe in the roads will be good, and they'll just have a good time coming up and celebrating all they have to celebrate. We thank you for everyone coming here today, and people who haven't been here, that praise you that they came, and that everyone will show their love for everyone. We pray for the world, that you will just be with everything that's going on and speak to people who need to be spoke to, and give them guidance. And we pray for Tom's wife, that you'll keep her healthy. We pray for Ann and Katie as they're getting in their last stretch of pregnancy, that everything will go that good, that they'll be healthy, have a safe delivery, and their babies will be healthy. And we pray for Tristan and Kayla, that you'll help them have a baby and just be through them with them every step of the way. We pray for Curtis's surgery on Tuesday, that it will go well, that everything will be great, and that he'll have a great recovery. We thank you for Hilson and Allison, that they're back. Hayes and Allison, that they're back home, and everything went well, and they have a new baby boy. And we pray for Virginia, that she will be healed and just be able to live out the rest of her life with her family and friends. We pray for Gary Burton, for his kidneys and his family, and just keep them going and help heal him. And we pray for Owen Swenson, give him strength and all of his family strength as he's dealing with his cancer, that they'll know that you're with them and he'll be healed. And thank you for all the youth leaders that put in their time and effort to teach the younger children about God, and that or they just planted a seed in them that will keep growing. In your name we pray, amen. And now it's time for offering, so will all the Sunday school kids come up to the stage?
All right, we'll say a quick prayer before offering. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing everybody here today and just blessing us with a wonderful, beautiful day, and just bless this offering here. In your name we pray, amen.
After saving with customized car insurance from Liberty Mutual, I customize everything.
Of the goodness of God. In all my life, you have been Hebrews 4:13. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. In this skit, we see what can happen when we live in such a way that we hide who we really are, when we refuse to see our need for a Savior. Once there was a land where everyone had a mirror. In the land of mirrors, people enjoyed looking at themselves.
I enjoy looking at myself. I look really good.
Actually, she didn't look that good. She just imagined that she did.
Mirror, mirror, in my hand, who's the fairest in the land? Oh yeah, that's right. You're looking at her.
Their mirrors, you see, were covered with soot and dirt and grime. So covered were their mirrors that no image was reflected in the glass at all. Yet still they looked and stared and said things like,
"Now there's one fine human being.
Love those teeth as white as snow."
Actually, his teeth were full of cavities and he was missing several right up front, but the mirror would never tell.
"What a face, what a gift I am."
Whatever. Not seeing a clear image in their mirrors, they used their imaginations instead. They saw what they wanted to see.
What you see is what you are.
It's not my place to disagree.
Leave well enough alone.
And so that is what they did. Each was left to their own imagination to see themselves however they wished. It was an amazing thing how people imagine themselves. And then it happened. With a loud voice heard across the land of mirrors, she proclaimed,
"My name is Shine, and I've been sent to clean you up."
The people protested.
"We're as clean as a whistle.
We don't need cleaning."
"Oh, yes, you do. Look at those mirrors."
"I beg your pardon?"
Shine smiled and shouted back,
"It's not my pardon you need to beg."
And then she rushed from mirror to mirror as if racing against time, frantically cleaning each piece of glass with fast-forward speed.
"Who do you think you are?"
One by one, their mirrors were cleaned. Then people looked, and they saw themselves for the first time as they really were. When Shine was finished, she stood among them and said,
"You might not like what you see, but that is who you are. Until you see who you really are, you'll never become what you can become."
And then she was gone. It took time, but the people soon recognized their need for a Savior, their need to be clean, and the truth actually set them free. And now it's a Sunday school presentation.
The Education Committee, at the beginning of the year, we decided to go back to honoring students who had perfect attendance and who stuck, and also those who were able to memorize their scripture for each week. And I have one person that accomplished both. Cora Jesdal, will you come up here, please? So she did all of her memory verse, and she had perfect attendance. Great job. Okay, other perfect attendance, Felicity Hansen. Great job. Perseverance. Okay. Edith Hansen, perfect attendance. And Nels, you might as well start up here too. A family event. Good job. The rest are for memory verse. Okay, then we have those who memorize their scripture. So Eli Goman, I don't know that I've seen him. Okay, Axel Bernstrom. Okay, you can take it for him. Otto Larson, good job. Good job. Clifford Prezequis. And Hawken Larson. Good job, Hawken. Silas Knapp. come on up.
Good job. Whoa. Okay, you can go back, Silas. You go. Elliot Whitlock was the only girl for scripture memorization, so come on out, Elliot. Good job. Good job. Okay, Declan. Declan Matthews. Okay, and Leah Matthew. I know I saw them earlier singing. Okay. And Ruben Knapp. Okay, I'll leave those there and we can get them later. Also, we want to honor the seniors, and then I will be out of the way here. Mm-hmm. Noah Glad. I saw him come in. Congratulations. Isaac Strigg. Congratulations. Elsa Steen. Congratulations. Kira Whitlock. Frank Finney. Olivia Shostrand. Rachel Smedberg. Congratulations. Hannah Vogley. Taylor Finney. Okay, yeah, I don't see her either. So, okay. Thank you, and congratulations, seniors.
Closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, pray for all the youth group kids here and all the leaders that came every Wednesday and helped us learn more about you and made this all possible, and pray for all the graduates this week and graduations going on, that those will all go well. And thank you. Amen. And the kids will be in the back to greet you on your way out.
Goodbye.
We do have one senior back there. So, Reagan, come on up, and I've got a gift for you. And thank you, youth group. So, Reagan, work your way up here. Good job, guys. Good job, leaders.
Thanks for listening to the Lancaster Covenant Church podcast. For more information on gathering times and the Lancaster Covenant Church community, please visit our website at lancastercovenant.com.